Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4869.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain that influence.
My grandfather has always been a big part of my life. I really looked up to him when I was young, especially his work ethic, just the way he thinks in general, and I continue to this day.
What do you aspire to be?
I suppose I aspire to be, a caring, providing husband and father.
And how would you describe yourself as a human being?
I think I have a lot of empathy for other people. I'm very sympathetic. I definitely try to make the most out of any situation, even when it may not be the best.
And what types of things make you happy?
Just being with my family, I think. Family and friends in general. Socializing.
Mm-hmm. And what types of things make you sad?
Seeing other people sad is hard for me.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are today.
I grew up in Europe. So I went to an international school and it was very diverse. And so I think that has influenced my life in a good way, being open to other people and other cultures.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I guess obviously caring for other people, but I like to see in other people, like in myself, the ability to make the best out of any situation. Even if you're having a bad time, just try to put a smile on your face and not pout.
And what kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I think they gave me really good manners. They never raised their voice to me. They were always very straight to me and honest, and they told me why things were the way they were because, you know, they had more experience than me. So I think that's the way I'd like to raise my children as well.
How do you like to spend time with your family?
We generally just like to sit around and talk. Nowadays, you know, we'll go out to eat and just over dinner, just share what's been going on in our lives.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I received a snowboard when I was younger. It's my first snowboard, and it got me into snowboarding. I really enjoy it to this day, and that was my first snowboard. So,
what kind of activities did you enjoy in your childhood?
I was very athletic. I was in almost every sport. It just being outdoors, generally an outdoorsy person.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite type of book or a favorite book in general?
I love the Harry Potter series. Mm-hmm. It's probably my favorite books.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
I just saw Interstellar, and it was great. It was a really good movie.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Just about all of them, but mainly football and hockey is probably my favorite sport to watch.
And what sort of things do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
Just generally spending time with other people. I really like to go to our cabin, water skiing, camping, that kind of deal. Mm-hmm. Just being next to water is good for me.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I think I'm creative in the sense that I like to theorize about things and I think deeply. Yeah.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
They have not, unfortunately.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you faced, and describe its impact on you.
It would have to be going to college, I think that's a huge transition in your life. A big obstacle, a lot of obstacles you have to overcome and things you have to figure out about yourself. So that was an important factor in my life.
Mm-hmm. Choose a prominent person. They can be living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
That would have to be my grandfather. I think he's got a lot of knowledge in general because he's been around for such a long time. So I respect that. He's a very interesting person. So.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I would still have to be college, coming to college, being a freshman, being on your own for the first time, I think is a big transition from living with your parents. So. Mm-hmm.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
When I was younger, I played baseball, and my brother convinced me to switch over to lacrosse, and it became my favorite sport. And I dropped just about every sport except for lacrosse.
Mm-hmm. Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I'd like to be spending time with my family.
Mm-hmm. So your family would be who you would prefer to be with at this moment then?
It would be a tie between my family and my girlfriend.
Yeah. What is your approach to life?
Like I've been saying, just look on the bright side of things. You know, never let anything get you down. I always try to make the most out of any situation you're in.
Mm-hmm. What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
It would be when my grandfather died. I was younger, but it was still a really hard time for me. It was the first death I'd ever experienced. And it made me closer to my family because you have to compensate by you know, being with other people. Mm-hmm. So that was important.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I think, you know, getting into the college I wanted to get into, you know, working hard through high school paid off.
Mm-hmm. Who is your favorite actor, if you have one?
Matthew McConaughey. Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite thing to eat for dinner?
Spaghetti. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Risk still is my favorite board game.
What's the first thing that you do in the morning?
Smile.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I've always wanted to live on a houseboat. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe in the future sometime.
What is your favorite season and why?
Fall, because it's just beautiful. Mm-hmm.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your special power be?
I've always wanted to stop time. I don't know if there's a superhero that does that, probably, but I think I'd always like to stop time, you know, and, you know, sleep, get extra time to study.
Tell me what you're majoring in and why you became interested in that particular field.
I'm majoring in economics. I've always been interested in politics and governments and especially how governments interact. So that's what I'd like to be studying.
Do you have any plans upon graduation?
Get a good job.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
A veterinarian.
Animal person?
Yep.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what sort of things do you think you'd be doing with work or family or traveling?
10 years from now. Well, hopefully I'll have a secure job, be able to provide for my family. I don't know if I'll be ready to travel yet, but maybe 20 years from now.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
stargazing.
And what qualities do you look for in a significant other?
I enjoy, I don't like high maintenance people. Mm-hmm. Similar qualities to myself. The ability to have fun no matter what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And what is the nicest thing you think you could do for your significant other?
Write him a poem.
And why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I've always thought that if I were in a situation which I couldn't have kids myself, what would I do? And so I like to be able to help people who are in that situation.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4869.